This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Burns, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And hello, Maria, over there in Germany. Thank you very much for the kind words. A very special shout-out goes out as well to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on a third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That starts with our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there behind the wheel of the big rigs and going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. We thank you so much for that. Now, the FedEx, the UPS, the bulk mail center drivers out there hauling the mail back and forth from the airports and the bulk mail centers to the mail distribution centers and whatnot, thank you so much for that. Also to our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people, thanks for listening to us, as well as the drivers, the Amazon drivers chiming in tonight. Heard from Charlie up there in Atlanta. So, Charlie, you drive him safe. He was coming down this way with his load tonight. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler the same way. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. That's the Donald Trump social website. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. It's all the same. Captain's America will get you over there. And don't forget, our website is CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, take advantage of all the different things that we have to offer. And joining us right now, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the frozen, I don't know if he's frozen up, I'm going to throw that in there because it might be cold up there. It's Nanook of the North himself, Ron Edwards. Yes, we did it. I did it my way. Oh. Okay. All right. Calm down, children. Calm down. Thank you very much. Okay. They got to go back inside, you see, because it's a little nippy out here. It's 48 degrees.
Wow. Yeah, 22 up here.
22?
Yeah.
Okay. I knew it would be colder for some reason because we're getting a cold blast for the next 3-4 days, and all our cold blasts come from the north, and you're north, so here it comes.
Absolutely.
Yep. So we'll have everybody from Michigan down here for Monday night's game.
Okay.
By the way, Monday night, Tampa Bay up against the Dallas Cowboys. You ought to see the Cowboy fans in these hotels.
They're probably revving it up, huh?
Yeah, they got flags in their cars. They got the banners and the bumper stickers and, you know, decked out vans and motorhomes, but they're in the hotels because they know better.
I know who you support, but who do you really think is going to win?
Buffalo Bills. I'm going with the Buffalo Bills all the way to the Super Bowl.
And who's going to be their opposition?
Well, it's not going to be Tampa, but I think they're probably going to be playing Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it could be Philly. Dallas, if they get hot, it could always be Dallas, but I think Philadelphia's got a much better team. So we'll see.
Sounds like a good choice, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Well, Fox and Newsmax are having an absolute field day with all of this classified document stuff coming from Joe Biden. And my question to you when we start the segment here is, where this weekend will we find more documents?
Where are we going to find more?
Yeah.
Let's see. Maybe in
the closet?
Well, I was going to say, in another closet. Yep. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. But here's the thing. No matter how much they find, no matter where they find them, for some reason, Joe Biden will not get the same kind of treatment that Donald Trump received.
No. And here's the other thing. Joe Biden, by rights, should have had them to begin with. He was the vice president.
Absolutely.
He shouldn't have had any of that. And if he did, he needed to have some sort of written permission from the president stating that he had permission to have them because of the security clearances he had to go through, because there's only one person that can do that, and that is the president at the time.
Well, Obama probably didn't care, because he doesn't care about the country anyway. And as far as Biden is concerned, because he's a Democrat, they're just going to let it ride, just going to let it skate. They're going to talk about it and yap about it and everything like that. And hopefully the Republicans will have the stones to make some hay about it, and maybe something can come out of this. But because he needs to be taught a lesson. He shouldn't have had those documents. His boss should have given a rip anyway. But it's going to be very interesting how they let this thing pass.
You don't suppose that he didn't know? Obama didn't know?
No, I don't suppose that at all.
Okay, because in my circles that I travel with, the people that are talking back and forth, they're telling me that this smells of Susan Rice, this smells of Barack Obama, this smells of Eric Holder, and one of their deals where they set somebody up.
Well, you know, I heard that, and that, you know, they're trying to use this now to get rid of him because they don't want him around.
Right.
But I can't see that at this time, because do they really want Kamala in his place?
Well, for 6 months or whatever it is, or a year, whatever, they can get by with that while they plan to get rid of her, too.
Because
they're going to give her millions of dollars to go be
there. Go away.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more with Ron Edwards, the host of the Edwards Notebook, which I'll have one on the other side while I sit here and sip my iced coffee. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
The Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce, between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. It's source material for the early show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When it comes to the founding of the United States of America, it may be shocking to most Christians today, but it was New England ministers who played a key role in rallying support for war against the tyranny of King George. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, ministers pressed their congregations to overthrow King George because they believed that rebellion against tyrants was obedience to God. From many pulpits, ministers recruited troops and strengthened them for battle. Those church leaders knew that the Bible places great emphasis on due submission to civil authorities, but they also noted that many passages approve resistance to ungodly authority. It is therefore no coincidence that one of the slogans of the American Revolutions was "No King but King Jesus." Most of the patriots, including men of the cloth, found in their faith and in God's word the courage to risk their lives and properties in order to break the tyranny of an unjust human authority. The ministers of the revolution understood that freedom and liberty emanate from freedom in Christ, and the principles emanated in the word of God. I pray the ministers of today will stand for true liberty in Christ and in America. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
All righty, and TheRonEdwards.com is the place to go. Also check out Constitutional Grounds Coffee, because I like to drink iced coffee at night, and I have got some Constitutional Grounds Coffee that's right over here that I mixed up a little while ago. I'm going to try in just a second, but I want to remind everybody that it is a delicious hot air roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and a whole lot less acidic than most other brands. That is what really kills me about coffee. I love coffee, but sometimes it doesn't like me because of the acidity in it. And I've yet to have a problem with Constitutional Grounds on that respect.
The only thing is sometimes I run out of it. And the way you get it is by going to the website, theronedwards.com, theronedwards.com, and you'll see the big constitutional grounds display that's there. Click on that, and in you go. Order it right there, and don't forget to tell me Captain sent you. Now, I've got right here, I'm going to give it a little taste. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, boy. I got to try another one. Oh, that is... I'll tell you, folks, I could sit here and sip coffee for the next hour and be happy. But anyway, that's my iced coffee that I like to make. So go over to the Ron Edwards, .com, the Ron Edwards.com, the website. You'll see the Constitutional Grounds coffee display. And give it a try because...
Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup.
See, there's that magic man that comes through the building every now and then. And when I do that, I mean, he comes through one end of the horse and out the other end of the horse. And I never know where he's going to be next, but that's what you call horsing around, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Going for more coffee.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't blame him. Okay. Now, the House Oversight Committee had already begun an investigation into the alleged influence peddling by the Biden family when the 118th Congress convened earlier this month. And we knew they were doing that. Now, I would have said that long before this document scandal, but nobody can be trusted, so said Representative James Comer, the chairman of that committee. Now, he said the entire Biden family is compromised, but, you know, we already knew that.
That is true, but I guess they're going to, you know, as you sent, they sent a pair of letters to the White House Counsel's Office and the National Archives and Records Administration, respectively, looking for more information on the matter. The White House did confirm recently that Biden's personal attorneys found a small number of the documents that we've been talking about with classified markings when clearing out the president's old office at the Attend Biden Center back in November. And I find that very interesting, Captain, how they held on to that in order to protect Mr. Biden.
Yeah.
It really dirty stuff, man. And yet, have you noticed how you look at some of the major little networks? I say that because they're dwindling listener populations, the major little networks, how they've been trying to spin it and make it as if what Biden did was not so bad, but we still must go after Trump because it was so horrible what Trump did. Uh-huh. And they really are trying to spin it that way.
Well, I will repeat what I said earlier again and stand on what I said. Joe Biden, as a vice president, was not supposed to have his hands on anything
exactly
like that. Nothing.
Exactly.
So let's go after him that way.
Yeah, we're going to do that, but the thing is, those that have the authority, are they going to stand up and do the right thing? Some Republicans will, of course, but will they have the cojones to push it all the way and make sure that there is something actually done about this?
Well, I would like to say...
That's what I'm concerned about.
Yeah, I would like to say yes, but I just don't believe it.
There you go.
Yep, and that's me talking. I hope I'm wrong. I would love to be wrong on this one. How's that?
But you have history on your side to indicate, you know, as to why you do have a doubt. I mean, the Republicans have given us 1,000 reasons to doubt their will when it comes to doing the right thing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, the former acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, who was mentioned about the special counsel's investigation of Joe Biden's handling of the confidential documents. He said it could sidetrack the president's attempts to get his political agenda through Congress. Well, why? I would think that'd be a no-brainer. Who wants that anyway?
Absolutely. Jesus. His policies, or his agenda, rather, should be stopped at the front door and kept and thrown out into the trash can because Joe Biden's policies are no good for this country. They're no good for anyone. And so they should be dead anyway. But then again, the Republicans don't have the stones normally to really go up against these Democrats. Look what they've allowed so far, you know, for such a long time. Even when they've been in the majority in the past, they have allowed the Democrats to set the agenda most of the time and have compromised And here we are.
Yeah, here we are is right. Okay, New Jersey Representative Jeff Van Drew demands that the wind projects probe stop until they can investigate and find out if it's got anything to do with these whales that keep showing up on the Jersey shoreline, five of them in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, less than 2 months, seven dead whales have also washed up along the New York coastlines. Van Drew, who sits on the House Maritime Transportation Subcommittee, called for the cessation of all offshore wind activity. See, here's the thing, Captain. We don't need offshore wind activity. Why? Because we have enough natural gas, we have enough oil, we have nuclear energy technology, more than enough to deal with our energy needs. This wind stuff is for the birds. Actually, it's not for the birds. It's killing birds, too. But and you may not know about this, but they're preparing to build a bunch of wind turbines in the middle of Lake Erie off the shore of Cleveland.
That's what I heard.
This is so asinine.
Yep.
That will kill many migratory birds. And by the way, Captain, where are the environmentalist wackos? Have you noticed that whenever there's animal or environmental damage caused by left-wing technology, such as the wind turbines, you don't hear from the so-called concern groups?
Oh, they're gone. They're gone.
About
yep.
the economy?
Yep, they're gone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. By the way, Joe Biden's border apps aren't going to change the illegal immigration crisis. They continue to come.
The only thing that will change about the border crisis is that it gets worse and worse and worse. That's the only change. The Biden administration has been doing all it can to get rid of all Trump-era policies, including they tried to get rid of Title 42. By the way, Captain, they already had, I think it's called Title 8 or something like that, policy that was more stringent than Title 42.
Right.
In order to keep out. So why are they enforcing that anyway?
I don't know. But I will tell you this. Finally here, Jim Banks, Republican of Indiana, is forming an anti-woke caucus in the Republican-controlled Congress.
Very interesting. I guess his heart's in the right place, but Congress will be anti-woke anyway if they simply do the right thing on these issues that are impacting our society negatively.
Okay, here comes the music. I look forward to talking to you again next week. Thanks very much. Have a great weekend and warm it up there, will you?
Godspeed. Take care.
All right, thank you. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and go over there to theronedwards.com. Check out all the different things that he has going on. I'm sure you're going to like what you see and like what you hear. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. A resident of Selma, Alabama, recalling the surreal moments of surviving a direct hit from a deadly tornado. Amber Johnson had taken cover with her baby in a bathtub inside their home.
I guess we were thrown out of it, and that's really a blessing because I don't know if we would have been able to stand up in that.
At least 9 are dead in the wake of the severe weather outbreak across the South. The White House says raising the federal debt ceiling should not be a political football.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre called called on lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to work together to raise the debt ceiling without conditions.
This is not political gamesmanship, and this should be done without conditions.
Her remarks came as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the U.S. is projected to reach its roughly $31.4 trillion borrowing limit in less than a week. I'm Dave Collins.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here with Dave Moss Jr. talking about how their service department makes customers' lives easy.
Captain Matt, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best around, and our service department works around your schedule as a customer, not ours. We're now featuring extended service hours from up to 7 p.m., and if you're too busy to drop your car off with us, we'll come pick the vehicle up from you, do the service, and then drop it back off to you once the service is complete.
And you know, folks, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best. Tampa, Newport Richey, Crystal River, or on mossnissan.com, and tell them the captain sent you.
Don't forget the brand new Moss dealership in Brooksville, brand spanking new. It's a gorgeous place. You can literally eat off the floor. I'm not exaggerating. And it goes right along, designed the same way as the big flagship store in Newport Richey at 1954. And it's right there on State Route 50, just this side of the parkway, the expressway that goes north-south, the toll road. Now, I want you to, and we get a lot of people from out of state that tell us, you know, they want to find out a little bit more about Moss. They're coming down to look because people are not afraid to come from out of state anymore and buy a vehicle, especially if they can save money and especially if they can get the type of service programs that they can get elsewhere. Like maybe they take the vehicle up home and they get the same thing with the Moss warranty. They can. You can get that because here's the thing. First of all, you serve, you save. That means that all active duty military, all veterans, and all first responders, whether you are an EMS member or a firefighter or a police officer, and all church pastors too, get afforded tremendous opportunities to save money on your new or your pre-owned vehicle purchase at Moss Family Automotive. Now, they have both Moss Nissan and Moss Acura, so you have two different dealerships to choose from. And I, to that I say, check them all out.
Just like I tell you that when it comes time for the National Aviation Academy and becoming an aviation maintenance tech. So here's the deal. Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive, MossNissan.com. Check them out. And don't forget to tell me Captain sent you. You will save money. All right, let's go back over here. Find Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Are you there, sir?
I am here, Captain.
Yay. And as I like to say, yippee-yo, Kyle Patty. Now, you heard me talking about the anti-woke caucus in the Republican-controlled Congress. Isn't that something that they had to form that?
Well, certainly, you know, woke has been creeping in terms of the terminology that we're hearing and defining it as so-called woke, and it has become pervasive. So, you know, I'm not surprised, Captain, that there's going to be an actual pushback against that from the representatives. But certainly, you know, it's going to, I think, bring woke more to the fore. And I'll tell you this, too, Captain. We are seeing time and again, when movies go woke, they flop, right? So the saying is go woke, get woke, go broke. And we're seeing this time and again in the entertainment business. We're seeing it at the amusement parks. We're seeing it in business. We're seeing it all over the place. People don't gravitate to it. They're actually repulsed by it in many ways, except for the woke advocates who think that they finally found the key to the universe or something.
You know, I'm just thinking out loud here about something. Adam Schiff, the gift that keeps on giving, does a lot of stuff on Twitter. You've seen it, I've seen it, right?
Sure.
And when somebody puts up something nasty about Adam Schiff, their office for years has gotten a hold of Twitter and said, we want that taken down. And sometimes it's been taken down and sometimes it hasn't. Now, Schiff is carrying on about what's going on with the new Twitter with Elon Musk saying, well, can you really ban tweets? Can you really ban people? That doesn't seem to be right. And they were the ones that were asking for it to begin with.
Well, he's singing a different tune now, isn't he, Captain? Because now he's on the other side of things. Before, it was just fine, evidently, for him to try to, you know, throw his weight around, his political weight around, to make sure that anything that was critical of him or his operation or his committee or what have you got suppressed. And he's a government official, by the way. I think the Constitution bars you from suppressing things, but
yeah,
that's another story. Yeah.
Now, as a government official who had a lot of weight to throw around, I think he's now sitting on it, right?
That's right. Well, but Adam Schiff, you know, he likes to, I think he likes to hear himself talk. He certainly likes to make these kinds of wild things about Russia back in the day when he was doing that. And but now, of course, everything has changed, and they got to go back to Plan B, I guess.
Well, for 6 or 7 or 8 years or however long it was, he kept saying that we have the proof, we have the proof, we can prove it, we can prove it, we can prove it, and they never did.
Well, of course not. That's because it's the idea. You simply go out and you say it big enough and you say it long enough and you repeat it so many times that somehow, some way, you're going to make it into the acceptable storyline. But it never did materialize. And if he'd been on the other side of the aisle and made such wild accusations and claimed the proof, he'd be a laughingstock at this point.
Now, between 25 and 50 illegal immigrants landed in Florida off Fort Lauderdale yesterday, with only 12 of them being able to take into custody. The rest of them all escaped on foot and got away from the officers that were there. In the meantime, Florida has now received over 7,000 illegals which have come ashore at a state park in the Keys during the past 3.5 weeks.
Well, sure. And, of course, don't forget, there is no border crisis. It's not a problem. We're not supposed to.
And Florida's not a border state. Florida's not a border state, but yet we're the furthest south of any other state.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right, Captain. And now, from nowadays, we're seeing most of the states, I think all states are essentially border states because of travel that can be involved. But generally speaking, the border crisis is another thing that gets, put to the wayside by the Biden administration or by the far left and the media, thinking that all the crazy conservatives and have their eyes open and are looking at this happening, and they say, well, it's not happening.
Now, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning Congress of irreparable harm as the U.S. debt nears its limit.
Yes, well, here we go. And so certainly, you know, the idea of national debt is nothing new, but there does seem to be a breaking point at some point, Captain, and especially when our economy is so terrible with inflation and uncertainty. I think that's also a very important component. That's right. So I think she was saying like by June or something like that, that there would be a major, major crisis.
Yeah. Now, Health and Human Services has vaunted the gains in Obamacare. They say that they've signed a whole bunch more people up for Obamacare before the deadline on signing up people. And it's a move that means that Obamacare is on its way back again. Well, if so, we're in trouble because they never got what they got.
Well, that's true. And again, that was another thing of we're going to pass this. We're going to trumpet that it's the best thing since peanut butter and stuff like that. And it really wasn't. But in order to speak out against it or simply just not agree with the premise, then you were somehow you're anti-healthcare and you didn't want people to get doctors and stuff like that. You're just supposed to go along with the script, I guess.
I have people that are constantly paying deductibles or paying 100% of whatever for different things, different procedures and whatnot that I don't pay for at all. I get it for nothing because of my coverage.
Right, right, exactly. And, I mean, healthcare in this country is a major, major thing. There's just no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I don't think Obamacare was the silver bullet they thought it would
be. No. And you got to shop around.
Of course. One of the things, Captain, is competition, is being able to go across state lines and get your health care and things like this. In other words,
yep,
the market has to be able yep to generate yep things that are going to help you.
Now, I got some good news, and I'll put this out there before we get into the military report in the next hour. The Department of Defense is considering back pay for troops discharged over the COVID shot, who they're going to have to bring back because the courts stepped in and said, this is wrong.
And aren't they entitled to that? Absolutely.
Of course yeah they are.
Yeah.
Of course they are. Was it their fault?
Precisely. Yeah. Yes.
So we'll cross our fingers and hope that everything works out okay for them, because I think it will. By the way, did you win the $1.35 billion Mega Millions drawing last night?
Well, no, unfortunately. There's always tomorrow.
I'm not sure if anybody won or not. I'm waiting to hear.
Yeah, I haven't seen either, to be honest.
If they did, somebody, they'll be descended upon their house in moments, right?
That's right.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more coming your way on the Radio. I'll be back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Calls the mama, I'm sure all the hen and I just around. I saw a big cloud in the words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can play your way. Once I come along and down by the desert, thing, let me light your candle, calls her mama, I'm show all the hen and I just around. Calls her mama, I'm sure all the hen and I just around.
Oh, yeah. All righty. Ho, 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 the Black Crowes. hard to handle. Yeah, have I got your blood warmed up there yet, Kyle?
Absolutely.
Holy smokes. Hey, come on, you can't help but just start moving and grooving and just stumping your feet and banging your hands and whatever else it is. I'm telling you, they get it going. They really get it going. I like that group.
Me too. Absolutely.
All right. Tell me what's going on out west, because it looks like you got weather.
We continue to have weather, Captain, and especially as we head into the weekend, we've got more storms that are lined up out there in the Pacific coming across those atmospheric rivers. That's right. And an awful lot of moisture, folks, travels through the atmosphere, not just through the rivers on the land, but through the atmosphere as well. And that's what's been hitting California over and over again in the last couple of weeks here, over the last month or so. So we're going to continue to see the saturation ground. That means you can have more mudslides, you can have more damage, and we're going to get more inches of rain, especially in Northern California. We're going to have a storm start to set in tomorrow on Saturday into Southern California and last into the early part of the week as well. So wherever you are in California, you're going to have to be careful. Also, folks, we're taking a look at winter storm warnings all up and down Interstate 15, starting at St. George, down in southern Utah, all the way up to the border with Idaho. We've got winter weather advisories up in Montana as we head into the weekend. We got high winds down in southern New Mexico and continuing winter storm warnings up around Flagstaff, Arizona. So do be careful out there this weekend, and we'll have more on the Monday edition of the Captain's America.
Monday, we'll still be talking about all that weather out there by you. Some of it's going to be moving into the mid part of the country, so we'll have some of that snow certainly over towards, I would say, Chicago or thereabouts, and then on down towards the middle part of the country. But we do have some wind that's carrying over from El Paso over into Texas, a good 100 miles or so. So you've got that along I-10. Keep that in mind. You're going to be getting blown along by the winds, which it's going to be, if you're going east, you're going to have a tailwind. So there you go. If you're going east, it'll be pushing you. Now, going up into the northern part of the country, which is where I find my next weather, the southeastern corner of Minnesota has got some unsettled weather there. Could be getting some wind as well as some rain and or snow mixed. It's cold enough to where I think it would be snow. Now, up in the upper peninsula of Michigan, way up above Ron Edwards, he said it was 22 degrees in Detroit. Ooh, they can have that one, Kyle.
No kidding. Yeah.
Yeah, we've got snow in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, so that's what's going to happen up that way. Now, moving on down towards Kentucky, we have got snow in the eastern part of Kentucky, the mountains. It's snow flurries on and off. We've also got some along the central part of Tennessee coming out of Nashville and going over towards the east on an angle up into Kentucky. Right there on the line, we have a winter storm warning tonight for Tennessee right on the line, as well as North Carolina in the mountains there, so be careful. And we got some snow that goes up into West Virginia coming out of Kentucky, so be careful there. And a little bit of snow last hour and a lot less this hour along the lake. That seems to have dissipated. Winds have changed directions. So until the wind blows out of the northwest, you don't get that lake effect machine along there. It's blowing it further south, which is why you got snow, of all places, in Kentucky and parts of Tennessee. That's coming down straight from the north because of the way the winds are blowing. Now, it is windy where I'm at here in Florida, and it's cold. We have got a frost warning tonight through most of the state. Freeze warning up into Georgia, Valdosta, Georgia. You need to get the woolies on tomorrow morning when you head on out the door. You're going to be surprised as to how chilly it is. Tomorrow's going to be colder yet. We've got windy conditions all along the Gulf of Mexico from way over there around New Orleans all the way down to the bottom, down to the Keys. We definitely have got gale winds tonight over the east side of Florida. Goes all the way up to Nova Scotia, tripping up along the coastline, so be advised of that. And, Kyle, other than that, that's about all I can say about the weather, so tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we can also pick up your podcast over there, and there's a link on my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, for them to come over there and find you over there, too.
Exactly right. That's amazing. That's great.
Talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Kyle Warner, professor of politics, and he's going to have his robo with him because of that atmospheric crap that's going on out there in California. There's one coming in again today and tomorrow, and there's another one coming in Monday over Tuesday. My goodness. And they keep talking about certain parts of California are going to wind up being islands. It's going to take the redefine the nature of the coastline over there. So we'll wait. We'll see what's going on there. Now, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. We've got some good news to report. We have a winner. We have a winner in a Mega Millions drawing, $1.35 billion. Guess where it was?
Maine.
Yeah. Nobody wins in Maine, but this time they did.
I didn't see where it's actually been claimed yet.
But, nope.
That doesn't mean that it hasn't.
Nope.
You know, for somebody to win that kind of money, they probably don't want to be out there.
Not yet.
No. Right.
Yeah, they'll wait till Monday if they can possibly do it because they'll have to get the state people there set up for a big ceremony and all that other sort of stuff. And the merchants and all that stuff, you know how they work. They do it down here anyway, so I'm assuming they do it the same way up there.
Have no idea.
But anyway, congratulations to the winner. Just remember us down here, us little peons. If you want to call us up, the number is 877-969-8600. We got an affiliate in Maine, so I don't know for sure what's going to happen there. But anyway, it is what it is. So, a lot of stuff going on here. The mainstream media is suddenly starting to turn on El Presidente.
Well, if for nothing else, they should be really embarrassed. And beyond that, they should be angry. Watching Karine Jean-Pierre in the White House the last 2 days saying, I've been up here answering all your questions. Well, she's been up there at the podium taking questions, but she's not answering any of them. She's referring everybody over to the Department of Justice or to the Office of Legal Counsel, period.
Uh-huh.
So she's not answering anything.
Hmm. Okay. Well, we'll see how that works out. I can tell you got the music coming up in my ear. All right, we'll wait until we come back on the other side. I'm going to tease what we're going to be doing when we come back on the other side, folks. You know, Fox and Newsmax are having a field day reporting on all of this, saying, I told you so, I told you so. Well, we did too. We told you so. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.